For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of a discussion I had with Matt Elrod, one of the computer gurus of MapInc.org, the best drug data storage site on the web, MapInc.org.
Yeah, generally the Canadian population is experienced enough with cannabis. You know, they have friends, relatives, or they used it themselves. I mean they're saying one out of every two adults has tried it in Canada, that reefer madness just don't fly. You know, everybody's tried it, and they know they're not going to grow breasts or hair on their palms or graduate to heroin or what have you.
Well, I hope you will keep us informed on the progress and the machinations of this, quote, decrim bill they're trying to pass.
Well, we sure will. As I say, I don't know if it'll ever make it through because it's got opposition both from, you know, the reformers who think it doesn't go far enough and the conservatives who thinks it goes too far. Another interesting development recently was the a group representing major corporations in Canada, chief executive officer organization umbrella group, issued a press release asking the government to hold off on the decrim bill because they feared it would interfere with productivity and workplace accidents and so on. They want to see a whole bunch of tests on it before we decriminalize. So there's a lot of opposition to the bill from both ends of the spectrum, and it'll be interesting to see if it ever makes it through, but we'll keep you posted.
All right. And I do find it interesting that the corporations, again, are concerned about productivity, you know, having more basis, more impact to the law than the individual rights of the people concerned.
Well, indeed, and a couple of the more enlightened Canadian papers editorialized about it, saying that it was ridiculous that they should take that, you know, the CEO should take that position because they don't seem to be concerned about alcohol, which is far and away the biggest killer of productivity, and I don't think they've ever weighed in on policies governing, for example, sedating antihistamines or benzodiazepines, you know, like Valium. Further, you know, the evidence is quite clear from Australia and even from the dozen U.S. states that have decriminalized that it really has little, if any, effect on usage rates. And so the papers have rightly asked, you know, what makes these people think that just because we changed cannabis possession from a criminal offense to a fine, that everybody would start smoking up on the way to work? I mean, it's just silly. And as I say, the more enlightened columnists, editorialists have asked that question and seen it for what it is.
I'm asking you now to pause and consider just what makes the laws against marijuana work. And it's ignorance, it's bigotry, it's superstition, and it's greed. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.